Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex, default location, default route, on this gray, I guess you could call it overcast Thursday. Another conclusion I've come to about myself is that I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm good, I'm even productive at some points. I don't think I'm feeling susceptible or vulnerable, as I was stating before. It's just that maybe I'm just not excited about anything. That's my latest conclusion. I'm just not excited about anything. You know, I got a few things coming up, you know, that would really have me motivated and moving. And maybe I am motivated and moving, because I am definitely productive. I'm doing stuff. You know, I think my performance at work is pretty much in there. And the biggest thing, I was down on myself about my weight about the last weekend, my behavior calorie-wise and exercise-wise. And Sunday night, I stood on the scale, it was 214. Which was a devastating number. It was like highest been. That was the highest been in a while. But for Sunday, after a 2-day weekend, you know, you can compensate. You can make reasoning behind this and that. And especially after I had a fairly lazy day. Didn't get my steps in. I think it was raining. You know, so I just stayed in the house. I'm not sure. It could have been 70 degrees or sunny. I don't know. Blackout curtains in the bedroom. You know, just kind of stayed in, watched the games. And I think the only reason I went out was to get blacker miles. Something that I'm battling because I don't want to get back on them. Full disclosure, I had blacker miles last night and Tuesday night, where I said I wasn't going to do them during the week, only on the weekends. But more reasoning, probably make myself feel better. I'm waiting till after work to have like a nightcap. And it's definitely probably helping with my appetite and my food intake. As I think my body just needs some kind of stimulation. It just needs some kind of stimulation. In fact, last night, and I think the black and miles are making it so I can't sleep. It's keeping me up. Like maybe my nervous system is still going or something. So I'm laying in the bed, 1:30, 2:30, 3:30. I dozed off for a little bit, I believe, and I woke up. I'm like laying in the bed, wide awake. I had to get up and get some potato chips. You know, I guess to stimulate myself or to put something in my stomach, whatever. And then I went to sleep, like about 3:30. But and then again, I didn't have to get up until 8:50. So I still got 5 hours of sleep. I mean, maybe I'm going to bed too early. Could be that. But I think I'm thinking it might be the black of mouth just to be having me laying there wide awake. Feeling wide awake. I know that I should be sleeping, but it don't seem that late. Anyhow, it could be just that I'm just not excited. I mean, I got some stuff coming up planned, you know, some exciting good stuff, and I'm excited about it. But, and as far as the weight thing goes, yesterday I was feeling, you know, this kind of way about, you know, what I've been doing, how I've been going, how I'm handling myself. Yesterday was the lowest Wednesday weight that I've had this year in maybe 6-7 months. Yesterday may have been the lowest Wednesday. I checked a couple times. Definitely the lowest this year. So I'm still on track. I'm still doing everything. You know, I'm just not as perfected. I just don't have it down, absolute perfect, you know, zero tolerance I don't have that. I'm getting it done. I'm out here every day getting my steps. I feel good. I don't know if you can tell by my pace, but my pace is up. I feel good. You know, I slept whatever hours I slept last night after being up 2-3 o'clock in the morning, eating potato chips at 3 a.m. But I did sleep. I will say this. I slept to the alarm. Usually, I'll wake up at 6:30 and lay there for an hour and a half. And then maybe roll up and go to sleep for 20 minutes. Then get up at 8:50 or something crazy like that. I did sleep through the alarm. And maybe that's what I need to be doing. Maybe I need to go to bed a little bit later. And, oh no. Is this thing not getting audio? Oh no, come on, you gotta be kidding me. Hold on. Yeah, it's recording audio. Also, now it went away again. Okay, so it was there, and now it's not there, but it looks like it's recording audio. Let me see. See, okay, there it is. Now it's there again. All right. I gotta probably uninstall and reinstall the app. Anyhow, so I'm out here. You might be able to tell I feel pretty good. I'm kind of lively. Had a fairly good day going into the office yesterday.
You know?
Seeing people, being Jeffrey, just being around people. You know, I do well around people. That's just the bottom line. I do very well around people. You know, as much stuff as I talk about human beings, I do very well around them. And I get energy from them. And I probably need them. Ain't no problem about it. I definitely need them. So I'm doing okay. I mean, I'm just not super excited about anything. The Black and Miles thing is definitely on my mind. My mother's health and well-being is on my mind. My son's well-being and situation is on my mind. Everything else, I'm just trying to think of stuff that, you know, that I'm trying to worry about. I'm trying to find stuff to worry about, literally. I mean, but But the big thing about all this is I'm concerned that this disposition and my lack of excitement may be age related. As I'm getting older, maybe that adrenaline or serotonin or dopamine or whatever is pumped through my body is lessening, naturally lessening. And I need maybe a different kind of stimuli to get to where I'm used to being naturally. Because grandson number two, my son's son, second son, just smiles and laughs and excited all the time. He was smiling at 3 weeks old and whatnot. Just a happy smiling, you know, eyes wide open. Baby, you can see that there's something in him that a lot of us didn't have to where he was just happy about everything, laughing and happy about everything, especially at an age where you're almost saying, should he be laughing at you? Everybody said, oh, that's just gas. That's just gas. But he's just so happy and pleasant, you know. Maybe, and he looks like Jeffrey, and they said me and Jeffrey had that. They said me and Jeffrey was just happy like that. So maybe it is something hereditary that can be passed down. Because he definitely looked like Jeffrey. And me and Jeffrey do have somewhat of a same kind of, well, you could say personality. Well, not quite personality because, you know, me and him differ drastically on certain points. Whereas, I'm gonna tell you the truth and straight all the time, even if it hurts your feelings.
I can tell you no. You know, I have a high sense of self. What's mine and what's not yours. And I'll leave it at that. But, you know, other than that, you know, life is good. Gotta do my taxes. You know, I got some travel coming up. P-Funk shows. I should be excited about. My weight is down. Well, like I tell y'all, 208.6 this morning on Thursday is probably the lowest Thursday in maybe a year. I would have to look back. So that's happening for me. And the reason I say Thursday, I compare the Thursdays and not just the weight. I have to clarify Thursday because Monday through Friday, I tend to behave. So if I'm 208, if I'm 211 on Monday, that could be almost a good thing compared to after the weekend. Monday's usually my highest weight and it should go down during the week. And lately, it's been Saturday morning. Friday night, I've been acting right. It used to be Friday night the party started. I could be damn near all the weight I've lost Monday through Thursday back on Friday night. And then you got Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. It was just a food fest. And that caught up with me. And I just gained too much weight and I kept going. But now Friday night, I can kind of temper myself and then, you know, have myself look forward to Saturday and just enjoy that. You know, have like a regular meal, like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday meal. My salad and my potato chips or whatever, you know. And no, not going out and get pizza or fried chicken. I used to do that. That was my Friday. Not so much anymore. So, I mean, I'm on it. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, I guess. You know, things are where they're supposed to be. I feel good. I was making podcasts on my website, Spotify, you know, and Apple picks them up. Apple said I got like 500 and something podcasts on Apple and Spotify right now. The thing about Spotify is they split between two names. One is called Jeffrey TV Podcastic, and one is Jeffrey TV. You got like 250 on one, 278 on the other. Same logo, same brand, it looks the same, just the name is different. I gotta figure out why that is. But Apple, they all seem to be on the same. Under the same name, Jeffrey TV. I think I did like probably maybe 100, over 100 yesterday doing work and between calls. So I'm moving in a direction. I'm doing stuff. I definitely could be doing more. And I think we always could. I definitely could be doing more. I don't quite got my foot mashed down on the gas. I may even be coasting based on my ability and capability, resources, and what I could do. I'm probably just coasting. I don't know. It's like to keep the pressure on myself. to do more, to think I could be doing more, do more. And there is a sense of urgency. 7 years, 5 months, I retire. I'll be 70 years old. I can retire, get maximum Social Security. But they say, again, I mentioned before that you might want to retire at 67. But if I'm making all that money, and I'm cool making that money, you know, keep making that money. You know, stay active, keep making that money. I mean, I've done some things. I've been here, I've been there. Nothing really I want to stop and do. Any place I want to go or experience, I can do that while I'm working. So working really doesn't stop me from doing what I want to do anyway. So I don't know, I guess contemplating, you know. Just contemplating everything, as I always do. Contemplating everything, thinking about things, wondering about this, putting that together, putting this together, making sure that's right, making sure that the I's dotted, making sure that T is crossed. In the ascension. Well, I wouldn't quite call it ascension, but let's call it the creation of Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV. Jeffreyism. On the whiteboard, I cleared off my whiteboard, because the whiteboard is supposed to be dynamic. The whole point of a whiteboard is that you can erase it and write again. And some of the stuff I put up there, been up there for 2 or 3 years. In fact, I put a date on there, going back 10, 12, 13, 14 years. I put a date and time up in the upper left corner. It's been up there since 2011 or some shit like that. When I cleaned off the whiteboard, started to lay out a format for the Jeffrey TV, for the presentation and structure of the Jeffrey TV empire. I put Jeffreyism at the top, and the vehicle to disperse Jeffreyism is Jeffrey TV. And under that comes all my other websites and thinking and ideas, everything from atheism to my theory of universe and objectivism, and my music and my political thoughts. I got websites for all of those, and they're built. Well, they're not built, they're up. I probably gotta definitely touch them up some. Do a little bit of this, do a little bit of that, but you know, I'm building it. Would it become of it? I'm confident, or I have faith that, you know, it'll benefit mankind one way or the other. Benefit being a highly relative word. It could be just any act upon the universe, or any reaction or interaction of energy or action, whether it's a benefit or not, is highly subjective. So just to have something to, you know, interface not interface, but to interact. Put something out there that's gonna interact with the universe that I created. My ideas, my thoughts, my game plan, my strategies, my ideas. And do I wanna go down in history as a great thinker? Definitely. Is that the goal? Not really. The goal is just to build it. To build something that's there and beautiful. Organized, data, information, layout, plan, strategy, whatever. Jeffreyism, my ideas, whatever. Just to put it down. My thoughts on what life is, why we're here. You know, my ideas on the big question, big questions. It's definitely not to get rich or famous. Though I do love some recognition. It's not about being rich or famous. And I definitely don't want to be famous to the point that where I can't walk outside or do anything. I definitely don't want that. You know, if it comes, and I don't need to live in a big house, fancy house, to do this or do that. If anything, I would want to travel. If I was like super rich or whatever, and if I had the money, not saying that I don't, I would travel. I'd be here for a few little bit, you know, pack up my cameras, and my suitcases, and my studio, and work here, work there. Maybe have something set up at my daughter's house. Put on my servers, I guess you call them servers. Put my servers there. Operate out of her house. You know? Be like my transit place where I can keep stuff and store stuff or whatever. Have a storage someplace and travel the world, but that might get tiring after a while. Or, you know. And then it'd be nice to just have a place for a month or two where you just sit still and, you know, wake up and do this, do that. I don't know. But the burden or responsibility, I see it as that I can do anything I want. I just got to figure it out. So the burden and responsibility is figuring it out. I can do anything and have anything I want. And with that comes a responsibility and a burden to figure out what that is. Waste it. You know, I don't want to waste this opportunity. I don't want to let it go by. Even though everything I'm doing now, I'm happy, satisfied. If things were to happen right now, I wouldn't regret it. I've done, seen, and been. I've had experience globally, my passions. And I want more. I still want more and bigger. I still want to keep building it. One thing I can say though, this probably I just realized, I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied. Whereas I probably could be. I'm not satisfied. Even though I very well could be. But I'm not. And that could be a good thing, or it could be a different kind of thing. Somebody gotta go bathroom. Somebody had to go to the bathroom between the cars. See that a lot out here. Not a lot, but I guess a lot, yeah. You see it enough where you say it's a lot. Maybe because you ain't supposed to see it at all. You definitely see it. Here we are. I could walk now, but see, when the bus goes by, I can walk and just light a turn for me to go. But I'm gonna take the break. I'm gonna take the chance here to take a break. Yeah, it's good. It's good. No doubt about it. It's good. I feel good. It's like I need to anticipate something too. Like after work tonight, because I don't have any salad or anything. I don't have any real food in the house. I'm kind of set myself up to look forward to. Going to Ralph's and getting something, including Black and Miles. But in that, well, having something like that on my mind to think about really makes the day go by. It really does. Knowing at the end of the tunnel, just gotta, you know, accomplish this, accomplish that, get this done, and then come quitting time, boom. You know, have everything in place, have everything right, whatever right means, you know, administrative life chores that I need to get done, et cetera, et cetera. Just having something, you know. Just now I just kind of drifted off into fantasy about, you know, this or that. I wonder if that's not staying present. Maybe more and more, I'm not staying in the present. And maybe I might need to start doing that. But on these walks, that's what for.
When
I'm not talking, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm just letting my thoughts and head go wherever it needs to go. So that's definitely part of it, having that freedom or that space to just allow myself to drift in the stream consciousness within my consciousness. You know? I do drift away, don't I? I will drift away. I will drift away as I'm walking. I'm comfortable and free enough to where my mind will just go to places. Even while I'm on camera, I forget that I'm on camera. And what I'm doing, I'm walking. And I can just drift into a whole other scenario and just kind of, you know, evaluate it, go through it, get deep into it, figure out the logistics, what needs to be done, blah, 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 you know? Or do you? Well, anyway, my arm is tired. Again. My arm is tired. Again. Yeah, I need to. Well, I don't need to, but I'm ready to go off camera and just kind of gather my thoughts and strategy for the day. Just kind of have some time to myself. Not that this isn't time to myself, but it kind of isn't. Happy Thursday. Thursday. Thursday, we got an 8-hour day. Working from home is magic. Tomorrow's Friday, the glorious Friday. Pretty sure I made it all through this week without taking a day off. Not sure how I pulled that off, but I think I did. Well, it's only been 3 days so far. I'll get off early tomorrow. Start the party. I'm thinking about a bunch of other stuff. Stuff my mother wants me to do, family stuff. Yeah, my mind is starting to put things together, put things in place, prepare, and assemble. Plan, strategy, tactics, etc. So guess what? I'm swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, and for the funk. and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all.
Everyone.
My name is Jeffrey.